it was this time 2 years ago, rather, that Conor McGregor first hinted at taking on the former world champion Floyd Mayweather in a boxing match. While MMA and boxing are very different sports, the deal has been made and the two will meet in the ring on August 26th. It's being dubbed the first billion-dollar fight. Michael O'Keefe, the CEO of Tenio PSG, is on the line. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how are you, Jonathan? How's things?
I'm very well. Look, this is about money. It's not about sport, surely.
Yeah, no, this is showbiz. I think this is not one for the purists at all. In some respects, it's a little bit of a freak show. And I think if you're one of these pure sporting fans like myself, I don't know, it's kind of one of those ones that's hard to swallow in some respects. But there is a sense of inevitability about this, that this was always going to happen. And that as soon as McGregor and Mayweather came out and this was muted, I think, you know, you've two of the most publicity hungry and financially incentivized sports stars in the world. I think once they got the logistics and the background stuff sorted out, this was always going to happen. But as Kieran Cunningham with the Star said last night on Twitter, is that it's like, will they now try and find a boy to swim against a shark? It's not pure sport in the sense that we know, but it is box office and it's going to be potentially one of the richest fights of all time.
Look, you can't say if you're a fan of horse racing, you can't just smash it together with another sport like soccer. It doesn't make sense. So these are distinct sports. Yes, they both involve men hitting each other, but the rules aren't the same. How are we going to overcome that?
Yeah, no, the rules aren't the same. And even things like the number of rounds and the weight of the gloves and all that kind of stuff. So they've come to, you know, pretty similar to Ireland and Australia in some respects in the international or compromise rules. They've come to some kind of compromise, but it seems heavily weighted in favour of Mayweather. And the bookies' odds would suggest that he's 10-1 on at the moment to win this, with McGregor at 6-1, which, you know, are huge odds for one, a better way to say, for a two-horse race. So it is they are compromised, and even the weight, the two of them are different weights. So the weights seem to suit McGregor. It's 154 pounds. So McGregor is more or less at that weight, whereas Mayweather has to come up a little bit. But you're absolutely spot on. They are two very different disciplines. Boxing is obviously part of MMA, but you would suggest that Mayweather, even though he's given 12 years to McGregor and he's coming out of retirement for this, the rules would heavily favour him. You would suspect.
Okay, Fight 3106, by the way, if there are fans of McGregor and MMA, or indeed Floyd Mayweather, who think that we are being very unfair to this emerging sport, drop us a text and let me know what you think. There's a text here, Mick, that says, this could be the greatest fight since Rocky fought Hulk Hogan. I don't remember. Yeah. Did that happen?
There's a bit of that. There's a bit of that. And look, I think, you know, McGregor, you know, understands. McGregor's one of the best businessmen we've ever produced out of this country. Like, this guy picked up a dole check in 2013, and he is of the view to make as much money as he possibly can in a very precarious career. And why would you knock him for it? Like, this fight, they estimate, is going to be something like $600 million in terms of what it's going to generate revenue-wise. And look, we're living in a world now of showbiz and entertainment as well. So when you look at the breakdown of that revenue, $77 million or so will come from the ticket sales and about $20 million from sponsorship, but the rest, being almost $500 million, is going to come from TV. So it's all going to be pay-per-view, and this is the UFC model that's been adopted. And I know Dana White was on saying how brilliant Mayweather's negotiators were. What they've done is, and what they do with modern sports, is they give the performers basically a share in the company, for want of a better way of saying it. So McGregor and Mayweather will both get a percentage of all the pay-per-view sales. So this is going to be one that people kind of have to watch. It's going to be wall-to-wall publicity. The guys will be out between now and August 26th. They'll be calling each other all sorts of names. You have two guys who have the sharpest tongues in sport, and they will have a vested interest. And that's why you're always amazed looking at these guys, where they're doing press conferences 2 days before the big fight and a day before the big fight, because they have a stake in the company and they have a stake in how. So the more people buy the subscription, the more money they get. So they reckon that McGregor will take home $100 million. And there has to have been side deals with UFC to let him go and do this. And Mayweather will take home in around the same. Now, for Mayweather, that's not the biggest purse he's ever had, because he previously took $300 million home after the Manny Pacquiao fight. But, you know, that's, when you put that in context, the Forbes Rich List was out last week. Cristiano Ronaldo, who's the highest paid sports person in the world, made $100 million last year, in a year. So McGregor is going to make the same as Ronaldo made in a year, with all his endorsements and his huge salary at Real Madrid. in one night.
But you have to give credit to Conor McGregor here as a businessman, as a sportsman. What is it, 5 years ago he was on the dole?
Yeah. No, absolutely. And like McGregor for me is again, I said, not alone is he one of our greatest sports stars. And, you know, we do research here and McGregor is now by far and away the most popular sports person in this country, and particularly amongst 18 to 25 year olds, and particularly amongst males. So he has a demographic that absolutely follow him, and he knows as a businessman that he has a very short window, so he's here to flog this for what it's worth. You know, on a personal basis, well, you know, is it sport, is it business, is it sports business? It's business. This isn't really sport in its purest sense, because they're not fighting for anything except money and for the freak nature of it.
Yeah, well, having said that, now, freak nature or not, there's money in it, 100 million. I'd get into the ring if someone was going to beat the crap out of me if I got 100 million.
I'd get into the ring with you, Jonathan, yeah. €1,000.
Don't mind
a million or 100 million.
Be careful, someone will put up that money and we'll have to do it. But that aside, if it's 100 million to the two lads, if it's a $1 billion fight, who makes the other 800 million?
Yeah, well, that's going to go. Well, this has been, there's a company called Showtime who are kind of behind this. So they're going to be the ones who are going to cream off the profit. I don't know how much exactly that's going to be. There's different reports. Some are saying it's 600, some are saying 800 million. Obviously, there's costs associated with running too, but there's a very healthy profit been made. And like all these things, you know, the Nevada state has granted a license. It seems to be the easiest place in the world to get a license to fight. It's almost like those Somalian ship licenses you hear about. Yeah. They don't seem to be too stringent handing out licenses. But yeah, no, look, the TV stations are going to make a lot of money. The company behind this is going to make a lot of money. I would imagine, because Dana White was negotiating on behalf of McGregor, which was an interesting turn, I think UFC and M will make money out of this too. So There's enough in this for everybody, but the two boys in particular are getting 100 million purse each for getting into the ring. I think that's an enormous prize for them.
Orla says on text, verbal thuggery and physical thuggery for profit masquerading as sport. Clearly not a fan there.
No.
Someone else says, don't be a pair of Alba grudges now. Conor will win. You heard it first. Laura, the soothsayer O'Mahony in Cork, we should be proud of our Conor. Laura, fair play. You're putting your money where your mouth is. I wouldn't be rushing to the bookies if I were you. But
no.
This is all about money, says someone else. Like him or loathe him, Conor has done really well. And that, look, I'm going to agree with that one. The guy has done well.
Oh, he's done unbelievably well. And look, I, you know, was at a press conference a number of years ago, and we had Conor McGregor there, and at the time, and I think this was around 2014, like, there was something very special about him, and he has an aura, and he has an unbelievable ability to sell, and he will sell, you know, as I say, yourself, fire, you know, electric blankets in hell. This guy is unbelievable as a salesman. There hasn't been anybody with his quick wit and tongue since, I think, Muhammad Ali. Now, Mayweather's not too far behind him. So, you know, what I think will be interesting out of this will be, is this going to be one of a series, you know?
Well, that's, look, come here. What's going to happen is we know there's going to be one winner. And is the other fella going to lie down and allow that be it? So there could be two, maybe three. That's $3 billion. That's a lot of cash.
Yeah, and look, you know, you'd like to think it'll be a good sporting contest, but, you know, I think those of us who enjoy the pure sporting occasions will come to it dubious. But you know what? We'll all be buying the subscription and we'll all be watching it. So,
well, the listener makes the point here on text. Mayweather's past his prime. His hands are falling apart from years of damage. He's considerably lighter. McGregor is in his prime. He's a southpaw, which Mayweather could have trouble with. He has the hardest left hand in the world. I wouldn't be selling this fight short as much as this guy, that's you, Mick, is. It could definitely be interesting, which means we're all probably going to pay a subscription to whoever it's showing them.
Don't get me wrong. Look, don't get me wrong on this. You know, there is an intrigue about this, in that you have possibly one of the greatest boxers of all time fighting possibly the greatest MMA star of all time. You know, this, there is going to be people falling over themselves to watch this. There is a huge intrigue in this because of their styles, and people will be interested to see, okay, can a guy who has to master six or seven disciplines, which McGregor does, and McGregor is an absolutely superb athlete, which we also sometimes neglect with all the money and all the showbiz that goes with him as well. But, you know, you talk to his coach or you talk to people around him, he's an unbelievable athlete, which sometimes get neglected. And again, coming up against a guy who was 49 and 0 with 26 knockouts, which is Mayweather, who beat everybody in his path, talked himself up and then knocked everyone out. So, you know, yes, this will be interesting, I suppose. I was just coming from a slightly dubious perspective in terms of, you know, the opening question was, is this showbiz and money or is this sport?
Yeah.
It's definitely showbiz and money before it's sport, but it's still going to be a very intriguing contest.
I had to look it up because I didn't remember it. Rocky versus Hulk Hogan did happen. It was in Rocky 3 in 1989, and it seems to be a mix of Rocky wearing boxing gloves and Hulk Hogan doing wrestling. So the template has been set. It's like everything else in the world, Mick. There's nothing new. This has been done.
And if we can play shinty, anything can happen.
Michael O'Keefe, CEO of Teneo PSG, thank you very much for joining us. Let us know. Look, is it something you're going to put a few bob into in terms of a bet, or maybe in terms of putting your skybox on in the middle of the night to watch this with all your mates around? Lads, you're mad to think it's an equal payday. The money Mayweather is getting is surely more. I would question that. I wonder, is McGregor going to be the big winner of this overall, because he's got more of a career left after this, unless they both retire with grace after the first fight.